Hey, y'all, just a quick heads up. The episode you're about to listen to is 8 to 10 years old. Now, these episodes were intended to be evergreen, and I still believe there's a lot of good information in these early episodes, but I do want to let you know that some of my ideas have evolved over time. Times have changed since we made these episodes, and ultimately, I'd like to think I've grown a lot as an artist and a human, and that these don't necessarily represent my best work or the best of the podcast. If you're new around here, I suggest starting with the most recent episode, or at least go back to around 300 and move forward from there. Enjoy the episode. Hello, this is Andy J. Miller, and you are listening to the Creative Pep Talk Podcast. Hey, well, okay, here we go. It's episode 3. Now, I'm really loving this format. I feel like my ridiculousness and my just my all over the place kind of way of doing things, it feels right on this format. And I like to do something fast, something quick, something direct, and something where I can just really be passionate, because I think sometimes in my writing, I can't quite convey how passionate I am about helping people find their thing in creative professional pursuits. So we talked about strengths last episode. The episode before that, we talked about hustling. This episode is about pain. Pain. Nobody hates pain more than me. I'm such an emotional guy. I'm just ridiculous. You know, I'm so emotional that I'm highly compassionate. When someone close to me is sick, I feel sick. I'm so emotional about it. And there's nothing I hate more than pain or seeing someone in pain. I just absolutely hate it. I'm just kind of weak in that way. And for a long time, I feel like in my creative endeavors, I was running away from pain. And I think there's an element of that that's really fantastic. You know, there's a good thing about, like, you should love and enjoy what it is you do. But I think always running away from pain or always running away from negative things in general actually can be to your detriment. And that's kind of what I want to talk about today on the podcast. So that's the theme. Now, you know, if you've listened to the other episodes, I like to kind of have an analogy to run with. This one is kind of obvious, but I feel like it's so powerful. So my analogy today is childbirth. And maybe as a male, I don't have any grounds to talk about such things, but, you know, I've got 2 kids. I've actually got one on the way. I'm not Amish, but sometimes I feel like I am. We're kind of crazy. We're going to have 3 kids. But I feel like, the first time when my wife gave birth, I told her, I don't know if we could do this again. Like, I don't know if I can do it again. And I didn't even give birth. I hated watching my wife in pain. It was so hard for me to do. And I understand how crazy that is in comparison to what she had to do. But I'm so compassionate it's pain to watch my wife in pain. And actually, though, what happened is, over the years, you just realize that pain pales in comparison. Even my wife would say so, and she's the one who actually felt the pain. The pain pales in comparison to the joy and the beauty and the awesomeness that is having a daughter. And few years later, we did it all over again, and you know what? We even did the crazy natural childbirth, and it was a bit nuts. Both times were pretty much natural childbirth. Watching it the second time was just as painful. But when the moment comes, that triumphant moment when your baby comes, the joy in that moment. Even though when you're in the middle of it, it looks so dark, it looks so hard, that nothing could be worth that pain. And as soon as you're on the other side of it, you know, I think it makes sense. And actually the pain almost is part of what makes makes it so much more beautiful, actually. And I hate that about it, really. But, you know, I think it's true. And actually, I think that applies to maybe life in general. You know, I think as an emotional guy, I get down pretty easily about all the pain in the world. And I think some of it, you know, there's just no reconciling. It's so bad. But, you know, I like to believe in an optimism that says, there's a purpose to life, and that there's a greater purpose to humanity. And I want to hold on to the idea that all the pain, no matter how terrible it is, that that the greater purposes prevail, and there is a reason, and there is you know, that the joy to come could surpass all of the pain. And I don't know if that's true, but I like to believe it. Now, I'm getting a little off topic, but I feel like that analogy really works when it comes to creativity. You know, there's a great talk on the website 99u.com by Jad Abumrad. And he's one of my favorite people, one of my favorite humans out there, actually. Because he's the co-host of one of my all-time favorite podcasts, Radiolab. That talk is actually about gut churn. That's what he calls it. And that's kind of what I'm talking about, the pain of gut churn. And he talks about finding his way and finding a unique voice as a radio program for Radiolab in that talk. And he talks about the science behind when your gut is churning, you're having that pain, and you're working through the problems. That means you're doing the good work.
This episode is supported by In the Making, an original podcast brought to you by Adobe Express, the all-in-one content creation app included in your Creative Cloud membership. If you are trying to boost the YouTube, TikTok, Reels content side of what you're doing, one episode of In the Making that I think will be super useful to you is their episode with John Yushai. I think John's method for including his audience in the process is really inspiring. And if you want to hear about that and more about leveling up your game in the creator economy, just search In the Making in your podcast player to listen. Many thanks to In the Making and Adobe Express for their support. I really needed to rehaul my website. I was talking to some web people, looking around, and I got intrigued by Squarespace's new Fluid Engine, partially because it just sounds cool, but also because it allows you to drag and resize and layer up anything you can imagine. I dove in, rebuilt my site. It's the most me site that I've ever had. I just absolutely love it. Launched it, got such a great response. Some industry illustration and designy peers even reached out and was like, hey, who coded this thing, man? I'm like, y'all, I did it by myself. No coding with Squarespace's new Fluid Engine. I told him, like, you should go check it out. You're going to be surprised with what you can do. And I built this thing before Squarespace reached out to sponsor the show. So I was like, boom, easy peasy. I was going to tell you about this new site anyway. Go check it out, AndyJPizza.com, if you want to see what I did with it. If you want to try it yourself, make a site that's totally you, where you can build a portfolio, sell content and courses and all kinds of other stuff, head to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain with promo code PEPTALK, all one word, all uppercase.
Pain actually comes from doing something, going out on a limb, doing something nobody else has done is painful. It's scary. But that's actually where the good work, that means you're on the right path. And actually, I think I want to do a separate episode about fear, but I think you can kind of take this in that direction too, that says, when you're doing a project, or you're starting something, or you're going out on a limb, or you're trying to start your creative career, you might be afraid. And instead of seeing that fear as something to run from, see it as a sign that you might be going the right way. And I think that when you look at pain like that, as an indicator of, okay, this is painful, this work, I'm learning, I'm trying something new, and it's kind of painful, and it's hard to do, sometimes that's a better indicator of this thing's going to be successful, this endeavor is going to be useful, than something that feels really great. And I think always putting yourself through pain and doing painful processes in your work that you hate, that's not what I'm talking about, because I think you should love what you do. You should end up, really enjoying that. But I'm reminded of, there's this great little video online of Ira Glass, another one of my favorite podcast hosts or radio program hosts, talking about why so many creative people give up on their dreams. And actually, he talks about that they get into an endeavor because they have good taste, but then they start making stuff, and because that taste still applies, they realize what they're making isn't good, and that's pain, so they give up. But the truth is, that pleasure of doing what you love, like, that comes from getting in your flow. That's another thing completely, which is getting in the zone. That's where you're going to find the pleasure. But you can't get in your zone until you're really good at something. And so until that point, you got to practice, and that practice is pain. And so, you know, doing what you love, that advice is incomplete, because you got to go through the pain first. You got to, and I think that that's a really good thing to think of. Another side way to look at it, that pain, is jealousy. Recently, I was listening to Grace Bonney of Design Sponge talk about how the jealousy, everybody's always saying, you know, don't be jealous, don't look at other people's work and all of that. But she's talking about how, you know, there's a lot of talk in the creative community about not being jealous and all that. But she makes a really good point that actually, even though I don't think jealousy is a good thing, I do think competition is a good thing. And I think looking at other people and thinking, man, they're doing these awesome things, and seeing people achieve things that you want to achieve, that feeling initially is a painful feeling, but it can convert into motivation. And I think running from all those feelings all the time and only trying to feel good and only doing what you love all the time is actually short-sighted, and you're not really going to get to where you need to go. Now, I've been working on a children's book for a few years. It's taken a lot of different forms. It's not exactly the same book, but I'll tell you what, even though I don't have a publishing deal yet, I've been talking to a publisher that I have a relationship with, and, you know, they're giving me good signs. But even though I don't have the deal yet, what I'm sitting on, I'm working on the pitch right now, is I feel really good about it, and I'm really loving where it's going. But I'll tell you this, I've been working on it for a few years, and the first, this is, you know, the past like 3 months is the first pleasure I've got out of it. Every step along the way has been pain. It's been uncertainty and second guessing myself and whether I should even be pursuing this thing the whole time. But I tell you what, the version that I've got going for me right now, I am so happy that I kept going, because I love it so far. And I don't know where it's going to lead, but I will say I'm glad I went through the pain of learning how to get better at writing and learning what makes a good kid's book, and trying it and trying it again and getting feedback that was terrible, and then trying to get a little bit better feedback. So yeah, this episode, I just feel like what it's about is not rejecting pain. I think creative people tend to be more emotional, not always, but that can be true. And I think, I know a lot of creative people that want to run from painful things, but I really feel like so often, it's the painful things that help us grow into the thing that we need to be and into finding our thing. It's so rarely that it's these pleasurable things that actually are the catalyst for finding our thing. And so I'm going to wrap it up. I hope that helps. Again, if you want to reach me, Andy-J-Miller.com is my website, and you can find my email on there. I'd love to hear from you. I'd love this thing to be a conversation and not just a one-way street of me talking at you. So you can go comment on blogs, blog posts on my site, and you can email me. And I'd love to hear about how this might be impacting you or questions you have or ideas for topics. Thanks for your time. I hope this helps you. See you soon.